Hello everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Afrinew podcast. Last week I was with you and we talked about the different types of nuclear power plants. On today's episode, we're taking it a bit further on this educational or kind of bonus episode by talking about the different types of generation 4 reactors, and maybe perhaps you might get some interest in this type of special kind of reactor. And why am I talking about the generation 4 reactors is because many things have actually evolved in human civilization and development, and nuclear power plants is one of those devices that have evolved over the years. And it's very important because at the region where I am talking from, and the voice of the region with which I am also talking here on this podcast, has suffered a lot from lack of energy, and it is so just germane that I should talk a bit about the benefit that my continent, Africa, stands to generate or to benefit, the benefits that my country continent stands to gain or get from this special kind of reactor type. Okay, so Generation 4 reactors, let me give this little backgrounder on why it is important that I talk about this. Now, Nigeria, for example, as a country, has really suffered a lot from lack of energy. And as you may know, population of 200,000 people have just about 4,000 megawatts, which is actually not stable all through the year to give them energy to support their lives. Now, looking at the very important aspect of events that do happen during maybe continental meetings, maybe like football matches and stuff like that, that bring almost every country in Africa to meet together, there is this common trend that people used to kind of throw jibe at Nigerians. They call us Generator Republic, and that's not strange, because it's very commonplace for everybody to have a standby generator because there is not enough energy to go around. And today we're talking about generation 4 reactors because it has brought a solution that could remove us from this kind of tag that has been given to us, and not just Nigeria, some other African countries that suffer from energy deficits or energy poverty. Okay, so human civilization has actually evolved over the years, and when we look at how communications have actually advanced, in the time past it used to be through letter writing and other very mechanical forms, the telegrams and other kinds of communication. But today we have a host of humongous amount of information that goes from our fingertips to our pockets in such a very compact form. And today, Generation 4 reactors is one of those kind of provisioning that has come to help us advance to the next level. And we are going to talk about them in this episode of the Afrinew podcast. Once again, my name is Mpazo Jeremiah, your host on this fantastic and exciting bonus episode of Afrinew podcast. So let's dive right in into the types of reactors that we are going to be talking about. I'm talking about the generation 4 reactors on this episode, and looking at how important this reactor type has been, that we stand to benefit to derive from it. What do you think if I tell you today that you can actually drive your nuclear reactor just like you can drive your car or your bike or any of the automobiles? You can actually by yourself drive your nuclear reactor. Perhaps we will find it a lot easier to do in Nigeria because we're already used to turning on our generator. You know, it's very easy for us to like drag it up and then it comes on. Sometimes we have to do it repeatedly before it comes right on. Generation 4 reactors is one of those reactors that promises to be very portable, reliable, and I mean, like giving us the energy that we need to power our lives in a very sustainable manner. Okay, so now, why am I talking about this? We need to have this stable source of energy so that our lives can be better. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, I bring you today Generation 4 reactors in this bonus episode. What if I tell you that you can actually kickstart and run your reactor? You can drive your own vehicle and get it to the level you want to be. On today's episode, we talk about different sections of, we are going to talk about this type of reactors in three different sections. First, we are going to talk about how Generation 4 reactors differ from today's reactor. Secondly, the user interface of advanced reactors. You might get a spoiler in this. And then thirdly, we are going to talk about the real-world example of simple reactors and then the challenges that exist. Okay, so, and then we will perhaps welcome our next, okay? We'll be welcoming ourselves to the next life or the next phase of operating our Generation 4 reactor, okay? Okay, so now, Generation 4 reactors is considered, in my opinion, to be like the smartphone of nuclear technology. And why is it so? Because of the passive safety systems that it has. Remember I told you last time that as generations come and go, the previous accidents or shortfalls are usually ameliorated for in the next one. So you don't have the challenges or the problems you have in the previous generation, just like every other evolution of technology like cars and other stuffs like that we have around us. So the same applies for the nuclear power plant. So the passive safety system is one of the very special features that we have in Generation 4 reactors that you really do not need, maybe like an active system that needs an electric supply, like maybe when what happened in Fukushima reactor, where the emergency diesel generators went off because they were covered by water after the tsunami. So in this case now, you can have a system whereby when there is an incident or an accident, the passive safety system continue to function, maybe as a result of maybe gravity or other natural forces that exist in the reactor environment. Secondly, Generation 4 reactors are modular in design. So you can get the different parts to work and then you can get them built in different parts of the world and then gather them together to form your device or your Generation 4 reactors. And we have an example of some vendor countries or vendor companies that are already floating this special kind of reactor. And I can't wait to have them work. 2030 is not too far-fetched. So yeah, I'm looking up to it. The third aspect of Generation 4 reactors coming to be like a smartphone is that it can be automated. You get, we can easily issue command from very comfort locations and have it do what we want it to do. Okay, so this is very exciting. Next, we are going to talk about the user interface. Now you can operate your reactor, now you can drive it. How is the user interface likely to be? How are you going to get it to move and do what you want it to do? Well, it is very possible. I guess you are now asking, how can I do it? How can I get this behemoth to do what I want it to do? Just like Apple revolutionized iPhone use or telephone use or communication use or user interface, Generation 4 reactors have come to bring that immersive user interface experience to everyone. One, in comparison, you have the touch screen you get. You can have the touch screen in the control room. The touch screen that existed in the mobile devices today can as well be replicated in the nuclear power plant environment. Secondly, you can have automatic adjustment. You get, you can have what you have, we call, I would like to call, nuclear fission cruise control. You get, you can put your reactor on a cruise control and have it continue to generate a kind of a set level of energy or neutrons reacting at the level you want it to be. Okay, then thirdly, in the remotes, you can have remote monitoring. advances have gone in different research countries, and maybe operator countries are operating research reactors to have them to be remotely operated. So you can be expecting a situation where you can maybe be in China and then remotely control your reactor from China to be doing some commands where in US or in some parts of Africa where you want it to be. Okay. And then an example of this is the, I'm not here to market any technology, but there is an exciting technology that is out there that we are hoping to have sometime in the next decade, which is floated by the Oklo. They call it the Aurora reactor. Okay. So it's like a kind of special kind of house. Okay. That looks like, it's like the V-shaped house, you know, having a very good small modular reactor power in it. So I can't wait. When I see these kinds of futuristic reactor designs coming up, it makes me have hope, because recently when I was at the parliament to talk about the need for us to have nuclear power plants in Nigeria, right there where we are trying to get this discussion going, the lights went off and everybody began to sweat and fan themselves with their hand fans or whatever they find handy to keep themselves comfortable. And there while I was talking, I said, well, we could actually bring a solution by plugging a nuclear power plant just right beside us to give us the solution we need and have energy independence. And this hope keeps me very, very alive. Okay, so in the next section, we're going to talk about like every other thing that comes with advantages as disadvantages. You may be asking, what could go wrong? Yes, yeah, things have actually gone wrong, and it will not stop things from going wrong, but we cannot allow things that have gone wrong before to repeat itself. But there is a unique challenge that exists with any new technology. But before talking about those challenges, let's explore the pros and cons of Generation 4 reactors. The pros are that you don't have operator errors like the Chernobyl style. The kind of errors you experienced in the Chernobyl and Three Mile Island accidents cannot repeat themselves again. Secondly, the AI that will be deployed in full measure, okay, will automate our process and easily detect anomalies, okay? Then the cons or things that may not really be good for us is that there might be cybersecurity risk, and secondly, the regulatory hurdles that need to be overcome before we can get this thing to be working every day. But processes are quite well in place and advanced in level to help us mitigate these challenges. Okay, so the bigger picture here for us is that Generation 4 reactors has come as a solution for developing nations, okay, that don't have maybe other kind of solutions, or maybe they are not scientifically advanced. Generation 4 reactors have come as a kind of plug and play solution to bring them electricity and powering their lives in the way that it has never been before. Mission critical locations can be reached. Maybe after natural disasters, you can easily get to some locations that need electricity and fulfill your mission before going. And now, in the exploration of cosmos, like in the NASA exploration of Mars, which is another planet entirely, nuclear reactors are the viable source of energy to sustain life and living in those places. Okay? And I hope that we can have this new life, okay? Embrace this new life that Generation 4 reactors has brought for us. Well, and that's a wrap. What do you think about Generation 4 reactors? Drop a comment. Watch other episode and see you in the next one. Thank you very much. Bye.